Yo, listen, it's Platinum Max, part of the Acclaim, the Platinum Playboy, best wrestler alive, and you are rocking with the Bob Culture Podcast. Yo, listen, Platinum on the mic, and I'm coming for your ass. I'm listening to the Bob Culture Podcast. And I think it's the hottest show in the game, cause them and everybody loves the Acclaim. Now scissor me.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, back here live at the Last Match musical rehearsals with, let's be real, someone we met, Noons, over at WrestleMania weekend doing media.
This gets a golden up.
That's right, it does. Here we go. Get those gimmicks.
That's right, get your stuff in. From What Culture, you know, we've seen him for media. He's a wrestler. He's playing, let's be real, man, I'm going to say the busiest role in this thing.
Yes.
Alexander Swagger, please welcome to the show, Mr. Simon Miller. Thank you for having me, guys.
This is all very surreal. We're sat here in a New Jersey art house while people are, practicing the last match that I'm in. I don't know why I'm here. It's the weirdest thing ever. It's very intimidating.
No, you deserve it, man.
I don't know. I feel like we're on like the Today Show.
It feels like that, doesn't it? I quite like it. You got New Jersey out the window and stuff. No, it's really cool. It's just, all positive words. It's intimidating. It's scary. It's out of my comfort zone. But that's how I've lived my entire life.
So,
this is probably the furthest I've ever pushed it. Mm-hmm. So we can sort of take stock in 5 weeks and decide whether this was a good idea or not.
But I'll ask you this, man. I got to meet you over at the press box at WrestleMania, man. I was wiped Monday. I was exhausted, man. I didn't make it to Raw that night, man. It was a lot going on, man. You come here and you're doing these rehearsals right away. I mean, how are you feeling? I knew you were covering Mania. Now you're doing this, man. How are you feeling right now?
Oh, man, don't get me wrong. You can still hear my voice, right?
I came in here.
Not sick, that's the wrong word, but just my voice totally wiped.
Yeah.
And not even because I'm making noise at Mania, just because so many videos, right? So it was, I think in a dream world, we probably would have separated it by a week, but that's not how the world works, is
no,
it?
No, so, not at all.
Thankfully, I've been introduced to American drugs, which is the throat lozenges. So we have the throat lozenges we have in England, they're okay, they soothe your throat. In America, they just numb your entire mouth.
Okay.
So that's quite the it's quite the terrifying experience, to be completely honest. But no, the way I look at it is, if you're already out here and you're already amped for one thing, why not just throw yourself into something
might
else?
As well. Again,
I feel way better than I did a few days ago.
There you go.
It's just about, getting the pipes back to where you guys get it.
Yeah.
You do video. We're not sleeping. Again, obviously, with the What Culture guys, we're jet lagged. It goes every single year. It's just this year we have to take care of it a little bit better. But we're doing okay. We're doing fine, right? Just adds a bit of gravitas to the, makes it sound a bit sexier, right, lads?
There you go, okay.
Speaking of sexy, let's talk about Alexander Swagger, man. Quite the character. I saw the first run of the shows. Cardona did a fantastic job.
Oh, yeah.
And I said to you, there's some singing involved, but it's not like, it's almost braggadocious.
That's very interesting.
Did you see any of Cardona's performances?
Yeah.
How did you approach this character?
Oh, no. So I saw everything that Cardona did because obviously, that guy, you can do that role in his sleep.
Yeah.
Right. So I wanted to make sure I took certain aspects from it, but also I wanted to make it classic, nonsense. I wanted to bring my own spin to it as well. So, and look, I've had great advice from everybody in that room about maybe I was kind of grounding it a little bit too much when we started. They're like, no. We don't want you to be realistic at all. We want you to be a cartoon, which actually works for me because the only promotion in the UK that will book me as a heel, I've kind of realized it's the same character.
Interesting.
So now I keep throwing in little elements I do there, and they said yes to every single one. So now I'm kind of thinking, is this one of these strange life things where I should just be that guy?
Yeah.
So I think I may just be that guy. And it's great for me because, look, I'm very, very blessed in the sense that people book me as a babyface mostly.
Yeah.
Everyone says I'm too smiley, which I take as a compliment.
No, that's a great thing.
To actually be here where I can not only do the wrestling stuff, but also act. Because that's something I've been trying to get into. Yeah, it's almost like a perfect hybrid, really, to step into this brand new world with something that I'm quite familiar with. So it's a good character, too. A few people have said they're kind of jealous of some of the things I get to say. So I'm basically the worst person in the whole thing. But that's the best one.
It's a great character. Everyone go see you guys. Get your tickets now.
Yes.
They're going on tour. We were talking about it earlier. My girlfriend, Shameless Promo, she was in the first couple runs.
Wow.
As Vicious Vicky, Ballet with Teeth, doing that with Tina San Antonio. I'm not sleeping on the couch tonight. That being said, the reception that the wrestling fans had for this theater audience, man. You'll experience it firsthand. It's amazing because the theater audience is not used to it. Some of these actors are not used to the wrestling crowd.
Yeah, cool. the crowd clash is so cool.
It's crazy. What is your level of excitement experiencing this for the first time in this role and going on tour?
Yeah, I mean, it's very, very surreal because obviously I've been lucky enough to sort of perform in front of some relatively big wrestling crowds for an independent circuit. But again, that's not, we'll get some fans like that who will get it, but there'll be other people who need, I guess, a bit of warming up to it. I do believe there's an announcement that plays before the show, which is, hey, man, get involved. Don't be quiet. Be loud. This isn't the usual.
Yeah, make noise.
You make noise. So I guess the only thing I'm worried about is, and we've talked about this, and I think there's a little bit of leeway, is I'm so used to riffing off the crowd. You obviously can't do that too much because the show will be 7 hours long. I'll be out there for 2 hours, man, just riffing with the crowd if they let me.
You know how to toe that line.
Especially as a bad guy, too.
That's it, right? You can say whatever you want. So I think that's probably going to be, I think that's a cool thing about it, right? It is a wrestling show, but like you say, there's also a theater aspect to it, a huge theater aspect to it. So you need to remember your cues, your blocking, your running times. So I guess it's not like television wrestling, I suppose. Like, you know, on Monday Night Raw, if your match is 4 minutes, 32 seconds, your match is 4 minutes, 32 seconds.
Yeah,
so I think it kind of brings all that stuff together with, you know, we still have entrances though. So there will be that chance to interact with fans. So I'd like to think that I'll be conscious enough to be able to make the difference between a wrestling and a theatre fan and hopefully give a theatre fan some fun, you know, backlash.
and hopefully get
them to turn on that wrestling fan side they probably doesn't know that exists. Like, that guy can't say that to me. Like, I'll get you and all that. That would be the dream anyway. Yeah. We'll see if I can
pull
it off.
I can tell you're perfect for the role just from talking to you, man. Last one, I'll be respectful of your time, man. Thanks for taking a few minutes.
You are more than welcome.
What was that experience like for you getting that tap on the shoulder to get this role, man? Yeah. Was there a phone call? How did that come about?
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those classic things where Jeremiah was, you know, a big fan of the What Culture stuff, the producer of the show, and he knew someone that I knew, and they were like, oh, no, he does acting as well. So they sent across my showreel, and he was like, oh, wow, well, this makes all the sense in the world. So yeah, there was some back and forth conversations, and the whole time I was like, this is not really going to happen, because, you know what I mean? You just think it's a conversation. It's not a real thing. It's
all
pie in the sky stuff. And then, you know, there was a little bit of delay, obviously, with all the actors' strike, which, you know, people totally understood. And even then I was like, okay, yeah, it's not going to happen. And here we are in April 2024. And again, you know, the show's halfway through being done before going on the road. So, you know, I feel very privileged to be a part of it. And it just seems mad. I'm convinced at any moment someone's going to walk in there and go, oh, I didn't mean that bald guy. And some other random bald guy will go, and I'll just be thrown out onto the street. And I'll be like, well, it makes sense. Genuinely, that's how crazy it is. But I told you. See? So, but no, I like it. I think as long as I can do it justice and live up to what Cardone did, then that's cool. I love it. I love the challenge. I absolutely love the challenge. I want to walk in here and things to be easy. No way. I want it to be difficult. And yeah, absolutely. I want to be able to put myself into it as much as possible.
You're definitely the man for the job. Real quick, where can everyone follow you? What Culture, all that good stuff?
Yeah, obviously, What Culture Wrestling. You can find me, depressingly, all my social media is Simon316, because somebody did not know where his career was going to be in 10 years when they put 316 at the end of his social media handles. I'm too far gone now, so there's nothing I can do. But yeah, search for my name and you'll be fine. But more importantly, buy tickets for the last match, which is touring the East Coast end of April through early May. And yeah, you'll see me and a bunch of other recognizable faces too, which is very cool.
Thanks for the time. Ladies and gentlemen, Simon Miller.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it, man. All the best.
The BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located in the Englishtown Flea Market in New Jersey, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays, and online at FunkensteinWrestlingSuperstore.com. Get your favorite wrestling merch, retro video games, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters, G.I. Joe, so much more. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the BCP. Also, got to welcome back our sponsors, the No Gimmicks Podcast, the podcast that keeps it 100% real 100% of the time. Check out our guy, Kelvin, only on the No Gimmicks Podcast. Wrestling All Day, All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here, and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may not have seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and so much more. We also strive to be a source of information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day, All Night. Welcome back our sponsor, Sweet Chin Musings. Sweet Chin Musings is the creation of the reigning, rarely defending, highly disputed champion of wrestling podcast, Mr. Perfect, Mike Mueller, and his tag team partner in crime, Luke Kudiawis. SEM focuses on the in-ring product of WWE and AEW, no dirt sheet rumors here, as well as backstage news predictions and analysis of characters, storylines, and major pay-per-views. Old school fans, don't worry, we have you covered as well, with a look back on classic matches, top 10 lists, and interactive tournaments that let the fans decide who is truly the best of all time. You can find them at Facebook at Sweet Chin Musings and check out the podcast on all major podcast platforms. Please welcome back our sponsors on the BCP Plus and the podcast, GPW Productions. GPW provides your promotion or event with top-tier video, audio production, live streaming, and more. I can personally vouch for them in saying they are hands down the best production company I've ever worked with, as they have and continue to work with the likes of AEW, GCW, StarCast, MLW, not to mention the majority of the local independent promotions here in the tri-state area. They can even help you film a vignette or promo for your persona or gimmick. And guess what? GPW doesn't just work in wrestling. No, they cover MMA, boxing, basketball, or any other sporting event as well. On a personal note, I'd like to thank Mike Sesko, Frank Leone, O'Neill Andros, and the team for giving me multiple opportunities to work with them and some of the best talent in the world. Thank you, GPW, and guys, book GPW for your promotion or event today at contact@gpwproductions.com. Please welcome in our new sponsor for the month of April, ISPW Independent Superstars of Pro Wrestling, ahead of their event at Hopatcong High School, Friday, April 12th at 7:30 p.m., featuring WWE legend and guest ISPW General Manager Typhoon. Also, check out their event, War at the Williams Center, featuring former WWE superstar Gangrel. And of course, don't forget the marquee event, 80s Wrestling Con, ISPW Rockin' Wrestling 3 at the Men in Sports Arena in Morristown, New Jersey. Again, immediately following 80s Wrestling Con, Saturday, May 4th. Get your tickets now and be sure to follow ISPW across the board on all socials. Please welcome back one of our favorite podcast sponsors, Key Nation, featuring our very own BCP and BCP Plus contributor, Mr. Wayne Keener. Make sure to follow Key Nation on TikTok and Instagram for great puns, memes, dad jokes, and random ridiculous content. Thank you, Wayne, for sponsoring the BCP. Don't forget to check out one of our newest sponsors here on the BCP, Chop City Wrestling. Chop City Wrestling is where our pal Ryan Stenifer takes chops from wrestlers and donates $20 to Connor's Cure for every chop he takes. Follow his adventures on his YouTube channel for all those chops and some great pro wrestling content, all for a good cause. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, and thank you, Ryan, for sponsoring the BCP. Please welcome in our new podcast sponsor, From the Left Side. From the Left Side has all of your wrestling and sports news. Check out From the Left Side at facebook.com/FromTheLeftSide with On Air E, and be sure to hit that follow button. Thank you, From the Left Side. Please welcome back one of our favorite sponsors, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's Cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Connor McCullough. They are the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure, with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club on Facebook. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. Please welcome in our new BCP sponsors for the year of 2024, Bree Combination Wrestling. Ahead of their event, Queen of the North 5 is the most prestigious women's tournament in the Northeast and their favorite event of the year, Saturday, April 20th, 2024, at the Mecca in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Get your tickets now at qotn5.eventbrite.com. Thank you, BCW. Guys, I want to shout out the Extreme Life of Matt Hardy podcast. WrestleMania weekend, you have two chances to attend live recordings of the Extreme Life of Matt Hardy podcast, starring Matt Hardy alongside host John Alba, first at WrestleCon at 4 p.m. for only $25, as Matt and John talk all things TLC. And later that night, don't forget a special opportunity for workers, ring announcers, commentators, and of course, in-ring talent, a rare live recording of the Extreme Life of Matt Hardy podcast, where wrestlers can ask questions of the Woken, Broken, and Spoken One himself. And don't forget, workers, this is for you. Commentators, ring announcers, and of course, in-ring talent for just $15 and free for Monster Factory students. Get your tickets now and contact JohnAlbaSFC@gmail.com. We'll see you there April 5th.